You're listening to SBS News.
That's the sound of a United States F-35 stealth fighter taking off from Gunsan province in South Korea as part of Operation Vigilant Storm, with hundreds of warplanes from both sides staging mock attacks 24 hours a day for the better part of a week. The Allies say such training is needed to counter potential threats from North Korea, which has staged a record number of missile launches this year. The most recent northern missile launches, early on Wednesday morning, provoked an angry response from the Chief Director of Operations at the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff, Kang Shin-chul.
Since 8:51 a.m. today, North Korea launched three ballistic missiles and one of them landed in the East Sea, south of the northern limit line. Today's launch is the first time a North Korean missile landed near our territorial waters, south of the NLL, and this is unprecedented and unacceptable. Our military will respond sternly to this act.
The missile that breached the northern limit line landed in waters 26 kilometers south of the demarcation line, just 57 kilometers east of the South Korean city of Sokcho. The launch happened after North Korea issued a veiled threat to use nuclear weapons to get the US and South Korea to, in their words, pay the most horrible price in history, an escalation of its fiery rhetoric targeting the ongoing drills between its rivals. Japanese Defense Minister Yasukazu Hamada says the launches are a violation of the relevant Security Council resolutions, and his country has filed a strong protest with North Korea through the embassy in Beijing.
Recently, they have been launching ballistic missiles in quick succession and have been relentlessly and unilaterally escalating its provocations. North Korea's series of actions threatens the peace and security of Japan, the region, and the international community and is absolutely unacceptable.
And Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says North Korea's repeated firings of missiles is absolutely impermissible.
Given the heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, I would like to convene a National Security Council as soon as possible. In that sense, I need to receive a detailed report. That's all.
In a statement released from the White House, National Security Council spokeswoman Adrienne Watson condemned the missile launches from North Korea, which she referred to by its own preferred title, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK. She denies Operation Vigilant Storm is a provocation, saying such drills are part of the US's routine training schedule with South Korea.
We reject the notion that they serve as any sort of provocation. We have made clear that we have no hostile intent towards the DPRK and call on them to engage in serious and sustained diplomacy. The DPRK continues to not respond. At the same time, we will continue to work closely with our allies and partners to limit the North's ability to advance its unlawful weapons programs and threaten regional stability.
North Korea insists its weapons are necessary for self-defense. Alan Lee, SBS News.